Chapter 5. We drove back through the village of West Hampton. Home? I asked. One more stop. But only if you want to. How many one more stops are there? Two. I glanced at the woman sitting in the passenger seat beside me. It was my wife, Kate Mayfield. I mention this because sometimes she's Special Agent Mayfield, and other times she's conflicted about who she is. At this moment, I could tell she was Kate, so this was the moment for me to clear up some things. I pointed out to her, "You told me this case was none of my business. Then you took me to the beach where this couple had apparently witnessed and perhaps videotaped the crash. Would you care to explain this apparent contradiction?" "No." She added, "It's not a contradiction. I just thought you'd find it interesting. We were close to that beach, and I showed it to you." "Okay. What am I going to find interesting at the next stop?" "You'll see at the next stop." "Do you want me to look into this case?" I asked. "I can't answer that." "Well, blink once for yes, twice for no." She reminded me, "You understand, John, I can't get involved in this case. I'm career FBI. I could get fired." "How about me?" "Do you care if you get fired?" "No. I have a 3/4 NYPD disability pension. Tax-free." I added, "I'm not thrilled to be working for you anyway." "You don't work for me, you work with me." "Whatever." I asked again, "What do you want me to do?" "Just look and listen. Then whatever you do, you do. But I don't want to know."